Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. This is our ritual to connect in this manner, to use this podcast, use the internet, in a way to share our passion, our love for bodybuilding training, fitness, whatever it is to you, whatever level you're at. Okay, you don't have to be some extreme bodybuilder to enjoy and benefit from this podcast. Most importantly, this is a way for us to share our passion for personal development, becoming the best that we can be, to getting the most out of life, the overall quality of life, more than just muscles, and provide the best options in life, whether that's emotional, opportunities, experiences, connection, getting the very most out of life. How are you doing this morning? You know, I'll tell you something, is that I'm not one of these phone guys. You know how people, I don't know, maybe you're one of these people too, that you have to have the latest, greatest phone. You know, there's so many phone commercials, so many great things that these phones do. And I'll tell you, the reason why I'm not a big phone guy is probably bad experiences in the past. Every time I go into one of these phone stores to get a new phone, I know I'm out of my element. And it's, to me, it's like these guys are these slick used car salesmen, always trying to get you to upgrade and do this and do that. And one thing about me is that, you know, I know what I'm good at, and I also don't have this, blind sense of confidence going into areas of life, different arenas that I really have not spent any time learning anything about, right? I've spent no time there. And I go up against somebody who spends, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's their job. That's their career. That's their passion. And try to go toe to toe with them. You know, you'll see a lot of people with that blind sense of confidence, buying a car. So many people who think they're just going to, they buy a car, at the very most, once every couple years at the most, right? They think they're just going to walk in there with some car dealer and just come out there with the best deal. Like, hey, that guy, he makes his living. This is a business. They have commissions and quotas, and he does it every single day. He meets people like you, whatever, 10, 20 times a day, 7 days a week, with all this pressure to perform, to get, squeeze more profit out of it. Definitely probably a master at what he does. And you think you're just going to walk in there every couple years, do a little bit of research on the internet. You don't think that he knows what you're going to say and what you've read on the internet and has talked with his other sales buddies and has a counter plan to whatever you say. You really think you're on firm ground there? You really think you can compete with a used car salesman? So, I'll tell you something. If you walk out of that car dealership thinking you got some awesome deal, like somehow they didn't make any money on you, that's probably because one of their sales tactics is to have you walking out of there thinking that. And they have probably all these broken down strategies to make you think that, right? Oh, well, hey, my boss is really going to be mad. We didn't make any money on this deal. Yeah, right. Right. So you're just going to walk in there every couple of years and do that, right? So at least that's my belief of the situation. And so I feel the same way going into these getting a new phone, that, look, just give me the deal. Just give me my phone. I don't want all the BS. No extras, this and that, And so what I do, what I've done is I've just kind of avoided it, avoided the whole situation. As long as my phone rings, I can check my email. Maybe if I can use it as a flashlight and have it as an alarm. I mean, that's good enough for me, right? Well, I finally had to take in my phone because some of the basic functions, I've dropped it so many times, some of the basic functions like even ringing weren't working. And I'll tell you, so I went in. I really have no idea if I got a great deal on the phone. Maybe you can give me some insight on this. I went to Best Buy, who they have all the phones, all the carriers. I think that if you're not so focused, they're a lot less partial to their a particular brand or company that maybe that's a better deal. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, so I got this phone, and I'll tell you, wow. And it's probably been a couple years since I got a new phone, at least 2 years, probably more. And I'll tell you that the functionality of these phones is just like freaking awesome. You know, the smartphone, I'm in love with this this new phone. Should have been doing this a long time ago. And what I like about it, what I love about it is, number one is, you know, all this work that I do for you, all these podcasts, all the websites, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, 15 hours a day working behind my personal computer on a desktop, and I'm producing all this, and it looks a certain way on the internet, you know, trying to have everything for you in a nice, organized fashion so I can share my knowledge, my passion with you about bodybuilding, training, fitness, help you reach your goals. And so it looks one way on a personal computer. And, you know, I stay on top of all the trends. You know, I understand that, you know, most people don't even they don't have desktops. They have very small laptops. And most people now aren't even on any type of computer. They're on their phone or their pad. And, you know, I do know that. And the great thing about all of this is that whether I'm creating my website, you may have noticed the newly designed skiplacour.com website, or my Facebook page, you know, I keep on top of, you know, certain things, that image sizes and things like that. But what's so great about, you know, these phones and the internet now is that they take all of the details, they take care of that for you, meaning that if you just kind of put out your stuff in an organized fashion under some specifications, it's going to be beautifully presented on your phone. So I'm looking at all of this information that I've been providing for you on my website and on my Facebook page, and it's like, wow, they really organize it. It's done for me. You know, I'm not that brilliant. That technology does it for you. And what I looked at is, like, so I was looking, doing some links to the articles, looking at the, you know, the motivational pictures and things that I have for you on my Facebook page. And more importantly, these podcasts like this one or the other podcast I may do, or even things like on my digital download video library, where I know it's an investment. I know that you want to learn this bodybuilding and training information. So what I did is I provide you with a free 44-page ebook and a one-hour audio recording, that just so that you know, I'm walking you through this process. And this is my digital download video library special, what I call Results University. It's my life's work. It's 26 hours of video. It's over 23 hours of audio recording. And it's all presented for you, where you just click, click, click on your phone. You can be listening to this on your commute, you know, walking around town, cardio. So if you really love bodybuilding and training, you really want to learn, it's just a few clicks away, and we can connect in this manner. And some of you are thinking, yeah, no shit, Skip. Where have you been? Right? I understand that. But I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed about the power, the presentation of what it takes to get the information that you need to excel at that area of life that you want to excel at. You know, but the trick now isn't about information. There's plenty of it. And as you know, there's plenty of information. There's plenty of experts out there who are giving their theories, their opinions, their training programs. And now you have it on your phones. You can take it to the gym. You can watch a video. You can listen to a podcast. Hell, you can go to skiplacour.com, go to the Mass Machine Training Routines, click it up on your phone. You don't even have to print anything out. You can do the routine right during the workout. And while you're doing how many sets and reps and exercises that I suggest for you, can you listen to a podcast where I'm talking about the motivation training, about bodybuilding fitness. Great, great times for you to master whatever area it is in your life. There's so much information available. So information and delivery is not the challenge anymore. The challenge now is your ability to focus. This is what's going to separate the men from the boys, the doers versus the talkers, those who achieve and those who dabble. is your ability to identify a coach, a source, a mentor, get the information, and then be able to focus long enough so that you absorb it and you start taking action based on the information, right? So information is not your excuse. Maybe, you know, shifting through all the people, all the coaches, you know, sifting through all of that and finding someone that who you can relate to, who you can trust, that may be a challenge. That's probably has always been the challenge. But now being swarmed, bombarded with all this information, having the information once you've done that isn't the challenge. Now, how are you going to focus? How are you going to, you know, stay on the Skip LaCour website or the Skip LaCour Facebook page and click a couple links so you're listening to a 30-minute Morning Connection podcast like this one, feeding your brain, your mind with these positive thoughts, keeping you focused on your dreams, your goals, with a like-minded person who has your best interest in mind, but doing it for 32 days in a row. All right. Instead of every once in a while when you see a link, oh, yeah, I love that Skip LaCour guy. Oh, yeah, my bodybuilding and training goals. Oh, yeah, I wanted to do that. Let me click back over. How do you make these habits and rituals? And you stick in there long enough so you make it over the top where this becomes just a part of your thinking and just part of your action. So getting to the habit of thinking like a healthy, fitness-minded person, that's not the challenge anymore. You've conquered that. Now it's about taking what you know to higher and higher levels. It's not about finding a training routine and getting through all that uncertainty of how do I find a training routine. No, you have that now. Now it's how do I get better form, feel, and execution on that chest routine that has been lined out for me that has three sets of flat bench press, two sets of incline bench press, and, you know, two sets of decline dumbbell bench presses followed by abs. How do I get more form, feel, execution, every fiber? You know, how do I focus more in the gym? And then that will be your focus. That will be what the majority of your energy goes to, not just finding the information. So you've come to a great source in me, I will humbly say. You know, now it's up to you, your ability to focus and focus long enough. And as you know, as I'm doing this every single morning for you, as I'm presenting, you know, the information on the website or Facebook, Tom, keeping you, you know, on track, keeping you reminded of what it is you say you want to do. Now it's up to you. Now it's up to you. But information, wow, it's just great. And I'm always looking for better ways. Another thing is I'm looking at this phone. I'm thinking, wow, two things I'm thinking. One is, how can I make this easier for you? How can I take my 25 years of knowledge and experience and not just bodybuilding, training, nutrition, the mindset that it takes to succeed with your bodybuilding training efforts, but also things like man formation, life, the lessons that I've learned through past experiences, my successes, my failures. How can I streamline it, create a step-by-step, something easy for you to just sink into your brain, and so then you just have to follow through? That's the one thing that I see as I look at how the presentation through these smartphones is. The second thing I think about is, okay, so maybe in my life, and now this is selfishly, maybe in my life, I've mastered through a lot of focus and dedication and obsession and compensation, which I want to talk about during this podcast, the bodybuilding training. But what can I identify in my life that I can focus on in the way I'm telling you to focus so I can take other areas of my life to the next level? There's so many other things besides bodybuilding and training that I want to conquer and I want to master. And I'll talk about all that in future podcasts, like what's going on in my life. One is business. One is to have the number one highest quality sports nutrition supplement line in the world, Mass Machine Nutrition. And again, thank you so much for your support in the past and your continued support for Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, that's why I get up in the morning early and I stay up late at night is to support your support of me through supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, making that investment, but also realizing that even if I provide you with those awesome supplements, if you don't have the mindset, if you haven't structured your day in a manner to go to the gym on a consistent basis, focus while you're there, follow through with the eating habits, the best supplements that I provide for you aren't going to do their job. I know that I can't just be a supplement salesperson. That's why I do all this. I've got to provide the supplements. I got to help you develop a passion, let it come through, show up to the gym, show up consistently, enjoy the process, follow up with your eating habits. That's, I can't just sell you supplements, right? That's why I do all this. So business is what I focus on. So getting to the opportunity to talk to more people like you. So when I'm doing a podcast like this one that you guys are really enjoying and really supporting, you know, how can I spend the same half hour, hour every morning with this podcast, but how can I find a way of marketing, right? So I'm speaking to thousands of people instead of hundreds of people. So marketing. And so I am stepping into your shoes as you take your bodybuilding and training efforts. How can I use my smartphone? How can I use this information? How can I put the pressure on myself to focus, focus, focus for 32 days, let's say, in a row? And I just threw that number out. So I can get over the hump and I can master those areas of my life. So I won't just be a dabbler. I can develop the mindset of a business person, a top level, top notch supplement company owner, an awesome, effective marketer. All right. How can I find the right web pages, Facebook pages, connection like you found in me and those mentors? Right. So that's what I take away from it. You know, I was welcome to all of the people who are just coming to the site, maybe listening to this podcast for the first time, and you're coming to me because of an article, The 6 Next Level Training Principles that you saw on bodybuilding.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this Facebook page, this thread on bodybuilding.com. You know, one thing is a little bit about me is that, which people don't really realize, is, you know, my success as a drug-free bodybuilding champion for many, many years, writing for the muscle magazines for many, many years, you know, the television things that I did, you know, helping develop other companies. They just know me from today. They don't know anything about my past. And that's the power of bodybuilding.com. I work very hard, and you can tell that I spend a lot of time on the message board, on my thread. If you don't know about that thread, I will provide a link for you. I spend a lot of time developing my relationship with bodybuilding.com because, you know, this might be a conservative estimate, but bodybuilding.com has like 14 million visitors to their website every single month. So when I work hard, I really do my best to connect and meet bodybuilding.com's needs for the type of articles that they want. I'm always thrilled. I'm always flattered. I'm always extremely appreciative when they post one of my articles. I work behind the scenes very hard to provide the information that they want to give it out to those 14 million people per month. To give them the information they want, because it brings so many people into, you know, my circles, gets the chance for the first time to learn what I'm all about. But more importantly than what I'm all about, it's about how I can help you, how I can help you reach your bodybuilding and training goals. And that's what I'm all about. I'm not as much about winning the trophies. You know, I still train. I'm probably in the gym every single day, whether doing cardio, on the weekends, but doing my weight training, cardio, health, fitness is still a extremely important part of my life. I've just added newer dimensions. As through the years, as I've learned how to be effective and efficient at what I do, it takes me less time, less focus, less energy than maybe it did, you know, 15 years ago. Not that I went on autopilot, but, you know, I'm always learning new distinctions. But, yeah, I have that certain level of, you know, certainty and comfort in what I do. So I can use a lot more of my energy developing the other areas of my life, right? So fitness is still a major part of my life. But I'm all about you now. I'm all about helping you get to the next level, the specific bodybuilding training, weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition strategies, the mindset that goes with it, all of that, and all of my failures, all of my stories, all of my successes. I want you to have an easier time and a better time, a more enjoyable time. Even though I've had a great run at all this, I want you to learn from my mistakes. I want you to start where I've ended off with all of my journey, with all of my experience. There's a saying that says it's easy to look down on a giant when you're standing on his shoulders. Well, I'll tell you, all the work that I've done, whatever made me a giant with this bodybuilding and training, there's nothing that would make me more excited if you were able to just stand on my shoulders because of all the work that I've done and be able to take your efforts and your mindset to the next level because of all the work that I've done by standing on my shoulders. That would excite me. My mission would be accomplished. And again, that's what I'm all about these days. So, you know, this morning, and I'm very appreciative of this because I'm always looking for information. Okay, what am I going to talk about? This journey of bodybuilding, training, and life. And so bodybuilding.com, they, on their Facebook page this morning, they featured my article. And again, I'm very appreciative. Bodybuilding.com, on their Facebook page, there's way over a million people. There's almost 2 million, 1,700,000 people who visit that site. So I'm very appreciative when they feature my article. And the first comment when they did post it was from Justin Tomita. And his comment was, after reading my articles about the six next level tips, he says, "That guy's level is a little extreme, obviously compensating for something," right? And I'll just tell you, hey, Justin, that you are exactly right. And if you happen to be listening to this podcast, why don't you send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com? I've got a free gift for you because that's a great observation, all right? But let me tell you how my compensation can make your journey a lot easier, right? First of all, I just want to talk about, this is my belief, is that anybody who is amazing, outstanding at what they do, they're known all over the world for what they do, they inspire other people, they educate other people, I can guarantee you that they are compensating for something in their life. One thing, Justin, and for all of you maybe who are new to this podcast, I'm very open about all of the things in my past that created that extreme level of accomplishment, achievement on the bodybuilding stage, with all the hundreds of articles that I've written over the years when it comes to bodybuilding training. Why focus so much on this? I talk a lot, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you got some amateur psychologist around, just yesterday I talked about how, you know, my father, my biological father, I just left and moved away across the country, never to talk to my brother and I ever again, and created a new family. Very nice. He's been married for, I think, I don't know, 30 years to what seems to be great kids, half brother, half sister, who I met for the first time, like about 5 years. I really didn't even know they even existed, you know? And so, I mean, it's funny. I talked about that yesterday morning, right? And I happened to be listening to a Dr. Drew podcast. I'm a big fan of Dr. Drew Pinsky, and I'm a big fan of podcasts. Learn a ton from the people I connect with. And, you know, he was talking to somebody, interviewing them, and he talked about his biological father left, but he had a stepfather, same situation I did, for his entire life. And how his stepfather was a great guy. And, you know, and Dr. Drew made a point to say, you know what, when your bio, biological father just abandons your life. I don't care how great the stepfather is or how you perceive it. It has a tremendous, tremendous effect on a person's psyche and what they do. So, look, one thing about life is that you really don't know how things affect you. You just keep on keeping on. You keep on just doing whatever it takes to make yourself happy. Hopefully it's in a positive direction. You work hard to, get those brain waves all working together to feel happy about yourself. You don't really know. It isn't like you can live two lives. Okay, well, I lived one life with my biological father around and one life without him around. So let me compare and contrast. You don't have the opportunity to do that. You can just, make assumptions. And they say that's really important for a male. Okay? So, Justin and everyone here, I am being transparent. I'm being open. You know, in this day of the internet, you know, there's so much information available. You're telling everybody about your whole life anyway. They're making evaluations on what you're compensating for, what you're not compensated for, what kind of guy they are. Can you relate to them? You're giving them enough information freely on your Facebook page, whether you think you're just putting pictures, you know, of your kids or where you're going. I mean, where you go, what your friends look like. They can do a couple links to know what your friends are up to. That says a lot about you. They can look back and see the quality of the clothes you wear, where you live, and everything. You're telling them a lot of information about who you are, what you're all about, what you're compensating for, whether you realize it or not. I'm just here telling you right up in front. So, and actually, I like this because the reason why is you might look at my bodybuilding and training efforts and say, man, that guy seems to have it down. He knows so much. Boy, I'll never be able to get this mastered. I'll never be able to take it to the next level. I really hope I can, but I can't. And you may look at me like, wow, like I'm, you know, some, you know, genius, right? Or, you know, I'm this superhuman, whatever. You know, I'm telling, and you probably figure this out, you know, I am superhuman, I guess, on the areas of life that I focused on. And I am quite deficient on the things in life that I haven't focused on. I'll be the first one to tell you. So, Justin, you're right. I am compensating for something. I really do believe that anyone who is great, who spends some extraordinary amount of hours mastering what they do, I don't care if it's sports, I don't care if it's entertainment, I don't care if it's a recording artist, movies, higher level of education, anybody who goes beyond the norm to totally master what they do, it's my assumption that all of us are compensating for something. So you're right on there. You know, now the question would be, what is it? You know, what is it that I'm compensating for, right? I guess I'm kind of figuring that out. Whatever I'm compensating for, I'm trying to channel an energy that, one, that makes me happy, but at the same time provides value for other people. And the thing to take away from this, Justin, and anyone listening, is that all this dedication, the 10,000 hours or whatever that I've invest it to master bodybuilding and training. I work now as a coach and a teacher to simplify it. So here you are in 6 months of training. You don't want to win bodybuilding contests. I understand that. But if I break it down in a way of thinking and doing what a champion, someone who has dedicated, who has been compensating, who has been going to the extreme to master this, and I can break it down, you can just pick out a couple of specific thinking strategies or specific training strategies that can take you to a higher level much, much sooner than you ever would have. So don't be intimidated by the amount of extreme focus that I've attained. I've attained so much knowledge through this extreme focus, and compare yourself to me in my situation. I understand that your life is different. Your ultimate goals are different. That does not mean you can't benefit. As a matter of fact, you can get to a higher level sooner, not because of what I've learned, not because of what I've achieved, but pretty much what I'm doing now, focusing on how to break it down, the strategies and the way of thinking, so you can immediately apply it, listening to your smartphone, and using it to get to a higher level sooner rather than later, right? So keep that in mind. You don't, when you have a mentor, and just say for me in the areas of life that I want to achieve, they're not going to think the way I do. Their priorities in life are not going to be the same as mine. They may want to travel like 300 days a year or something. You know, I would rather find a way to get the same thing done without all the traveling. So I can, you know, this family life that I've waited so long for, something that I really appreciate. I don't want to be traveling 300 days a year unless I'm with my family. I guess that would be nice. That's just me. But what I can learn from that person who I mentor who does that is they can teach me about sacrifice and dedication and what it takes. So I can really question myself and, you know, I'll still have to come to the decision. Do I want to put that type of sacrifice? But at least I know where the bar, what I need to do to succeed. So if I'm not succeeding, if I'm not making my way, inching my way over, there's no mystery about it. I know that I may not be putting in the time and I've got to just make that decision. So whether it's me or any other mentor, that is a little extreme, that's compensating for something. That doesn't mean that you can't just take pieces of what they've learned. You can't maybe, I don't know, like step into my shoes or that mentor's shoes and become that extreme person. How about for 2 weeks? We're not talking a lifetime. And so you can feel it. You can put on the coat and feel it and walk around in it, so to speak. You'll be amazed all the small distinction of what it takes to be successful at what you're after in the context of your own life and your own values by doing that. All right. So yes, you are right. I'm compensating. What is it for? I guess what's the big thing is that people see bodybuilders with all their muscle. They must be overcompensating for a small unit or something like that, right? Look, I'll let you guys decide. I'll continue sharing my story, being transparent. I know you guys connect with me a lot better than someone who's trying to act like they're perfect, right? So I'll let you guys decide what exactly I'm compensating for. What I'll just make sure, whatever it is I'm compensating for, that number one, I'll make myself happy. I'll do what I love to do. And number two is that I provide an amazing, amazing value to you. So that's our morning connection for this morning. We'll meet again tomorrow on your smartphone. How are you listening to me? Let me know. Let me know how you're getting this information. Continue with your likes, shares, comments, retweets. All right. It's really helping. All right. So, and if you're new to this podcast, you're new to the whole Skip LaCour, this whole mass machine type community, hey, make sure you check out that thread on bodybuilding.com. There are hundreds of questions answered, short articles, long articles, podcast for years in the past, videos, everything that you need. And you'll have direct access to ask me more questions, all right? So have a great day.